I'm Ramona London, and this is the Mainstream Top Tips. One of my most frequently asked questions is, how did you become a presenter? Do you want the long answer or the short answer? Because in all honesty, my advice to everyone is just do it. I went to the University of Leeds and I studied broadcast journalism. But even before I graduated, I was telling everyone, I'm a presenter. Some people would ask, what have you done or been on? And at first, I actually used to get pretty embarrassed and say, oh, I'm not on TV yet. But that doesn't mean I'm not a presenter. So I realized I have to get some work out there. I applied for everything and I also worked with everyone. I used to host for I Love Live, create content for Urban Development, present for Link Up TV, and I've always created my own content on YouTube and launched my own live music events that I could host. I've always said, don't take no for an answer, and if a door closes, go through the window. So let's find out how some of our mainstream friends kickstarted their careers.
So I was definitely presenting in uni. So I had my own radio show at university. Amazing. Loved doing that. They wanted to put me forward for the Student Radio Awards, but I really never believed in myself. So I was like, oh, don't bother putting my show on there. Stop. They don't want to listen to rap and dance hall. So I'd never really put myself up, but obviously that allowed me to have some experience within like presenting and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
Once I came out of uni, of course, not everyone's going to have the opportunity to be able to just go straight to a radio station.
Yeah.
However, the future ideas that you might have. So like, how do I explain the future? Because I always find it hard to explain
what future is. Like a segment of the show, yes, that's going to be like either an interview or a quiz with a guest there, or like a fun
element
game. Yeah,
so those kind of thing, those features, obviously if you don't have the platform to be able to do it on now, I would just say do it on your own.
Yeah,
we've got, listen, back then did we have TikTok?
Nah.
Hey, the we struggled. We didn't have TikTok, nothing back then, but I was trying to be as innovative as I could back then. So like I'd be on Represent, but be on Periscope, if anyone remembers Periscope.
Oh my God, what a throwback.
Literally, crazy. That's like live for Twitter at the same time. But I needed more ways to be able to kind of broaden my reach. Do you know what I mean? So when I have people in, if you're not listening on the radio, you can literally be at work at your desk with your phone in your hand watching me on Periscope. Do you get it? So I think being innovative like that with your feature games, with your ideas, just putting it on whatever platform that is your go-to and whatever place people engage with you the most, it will, something will happen by God's grace and mercy. Do you know what I mean?
Amen.
I used to do like roving reporter work for a company called Winkball.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they couldn't thrive now because you have TikTok, but they send you to events and you just do vox pops. It's like this kind of stuff. And they pay you like 50 quid per event. And it was actually not bad money at the
time.
That's
all right.
And I did a series called Get Fit with Jackie. Like I did loads of different bits on there. And I used to work behind the scenes in TV. So I used to do stand-in work. I was on this show of Amanda Holden called I've Got Something to Tell You as one of her on-screen waitresses. So I'd always done bits and bobs, but it wasn't like in your face.
Yeah.
It was almost so niche and like if you see it, you see it, but most people probably won't.
Right. Okay.
But the writing was the first thing for me that kind of gave me a voice.
Amazing.
In terms of like a public voice.
Yeah.
So you know, writing for the Metro and, you know, like Refinery 29 and Stylist and things like that have really helped me in terms of just like because I mean, I feel like in this industry, you can't just be like, I want to be a presenter. Like, what have you done? No, it's true.
It's true. You're not
like
wrong.
People are like, okay, but
where can I see you?
Yeah, what's happening? Mm-hmm. Like, where is? And for me, I was like, okay, cool. Like, if I do this, then it's almost like you have a calling card. That's what they call it, right?
Okay.
So then you're not just like a random. You're now a writer because you've written.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like Jackie who writes.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You almost like need to have a thing.
Yeah.
And then you can't just like show up and be like. So for me, writing was a good way to just be like, oh, I have a voice and this does get engagement and people are interested or whatever.
Okay.
So writing was always like a great avenue for me. But then I think doing the podcasting and stuff then put me in a different direction, which was good. And then I suppose I'm like juggling both in a good way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a real, I'm not even going to lie, it has been a hustle.
Girl.
A hustle and a hustle. Like, I'm tired.
Me too.
Like, oh my God.
And in this industry, you get loads of promises all the time.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So I was kind of like, I don't know, there's nothing concrete. So I'm applying for architecture jobs, applying for like local jobs and stuff. And then I remember I got an email from Bobby Friction, who I'd met about a year or two before. And when I won Best Male, he that was on the phone to me saying, oh yeah, try to do this, this, this.
That's amazing.
And then as I got a call from Bobby Friction, he was like, Asian Network are looking for someone to do Friday nights.
Okay.
You'd be sick. And then I was like, oh, okay, sure, let's sort it out. Yeah, cool. And then he put me in touch with Mark Stripple, who was the head of Asian Network at the time.
Yeah.
And I remember I was doing one of those, you know, those sales jobs when you like work for charity, but you're on the street trying to stop people.
Oh gosh, yeah, he was one of those.
I was doing that. And then I got a call off this unknown number. I'm like, who the hell is this? And then I went to his side, answered it, and it was Mark. And Mark's like, yeah, we've heard your demo. Oh yeah, so I did a pilot.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I did a pilot. When did the pilot happen?
The pilot happened like, I think probably like July time maybe.
So, and at this point it was autumn-y?
Yeah, it's sort of end of August. Yeah, actually no, beginning of July I did the demo.
Yeah.
And then didn't hear nothing. And then it was end of July, beginning of August when I was doing this job. Right, on the streets job.
Okay.
Got a call.
I'm trying to give everyone a perspective of the timeline of the industry.
Oh, yeah. It can either happen really quick or really slowly.
Yeah, basically.
So I'd finished uni in June, got a pilot. So this call from Bobby Friction came end of June. Beginning of July, went down to get a pilot.
Yeah.
Did the pilot. I think I flopped that pilot because it was not very good.
Okay.
And then didn't hear nothing. Then I got this job on the street. I was like, all right, cool. Let me just get some money in. And then Mark Stripple then rang me. And then I went to the corner, answered the phone. This is Manchester City Centre. Went to the corner, answered the phone. And Mark's like, have you got an agent and stuff? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, I do. He goes, okay. All right, cool. Can you put me in touch? Because I might have some good news for you. Ooh. And I'm like, yes, made it. Quit the job there and then.
Oh.
Ding. Yeah, I'm like, yo, keep your papers.
I'm about to be rich.
Yeah. And then, then I went down. And then my agent, I remember going to my agent's office. He used to work for a company called Wise Buddha.
Yeah.
Went to see him and then he was like, I think they're going to offer you something. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, something's about to happen here. This is about to be the big... He goes, you're going to remember this meeting forever.
Oh my God.
I'm like, look, I've had all these promises for years. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And he goes, nah, there's too many people backing you because you had Ben Cooper at the time who was backing me. You had an agent. You had all these people, like you're saying, all these people were backing you, but nothing happened. So I was like, okay, cool. So I went down, went to the BBC cafe, sat down and he was like, we've got Friday nights. If it's all right with you, we'd like for you to be the presenter.
Oh my gosh. Of course it's all right with me.
Me, I was like, and then my agent was like, we'll talk about this and get back to you. And in my head, I'm like, fucking confirm this now. And then as soon as I got out, he like shut my hand. He goes, you did it. And I was like, sick. Yeah.
That's a moment.
And that was the moment. I went to Burger King and ran my brother. And my brother was like, why are you calling me up asleep? And then I ran my dad. And my dad was like, yeah, well done. And that was it. And then my agent's like, just moved to London.
Oh.
Yeah, he was like, just do it. Just do what you can do.
But what I say to people is that you just have to begin. Like, even if you want to be a hairdresser, if you want to be a DJ, if you want to be a presenter, if you want to be whatever it is that fills that blank, I want to be blank.
Yeah.
You have to start because there is no way on God's green earth that Channel 4 are going to DM you because they want you to work for them.
Yeah.
You have to be visible. You have to show people what you can do. And nowadays, of course, it's saturated because we have TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and then now we have the threads. I mean, and we have lots of things, but the opportunities to showcase yourself have never been more present. So begin, you know, if you want to be a presenter, use your phone and go out on the road and start talking to people and ask people questions. And that's how you get the attention and that's how you get your foot in the door because you're showing practically what you can do. If you want to be a comedian, tell jokes.
Literally.
Go to open mics. You know, that's how you meet people. I think networking has definitely changed over the years, but it has never been, I guess like it's never been more difficult and more easy.
Okay.
To sort of be present and show what you can do.
Yeah.
And that's what I would advise, you know, most boroughs or areas of London, I'm speaking specifically, but they have community stations.
100%.
You know, and no signal taught us that we can do it ourselves.
Literally.
No, they decided to do that.
Yeah.
You know, like KSI would go out and just trouble people on the road.
Yeah.
And now this man, have you seen his documentary? Have you seen his house?
Oh my gosh. No, I haven't. I need to watch his documentary.
It's really good. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. But yeah, so, you know, it's that thing of if you want to make documentaries, go around your area and document what it is that you want to document. Yeah. Because it doesn't mean that's going to be it forever, but you have to start. Because before you start, how is anybody going to know?
Everyone's journey into the mainstream is different. So it was so good to hear the journeys of these incredible presenters. So here are our top 5 tips to get started as a presenter. Number one, it might sound simple, but in all honesty, just do it. It's now easier than ever to create opportunities for yourself, filming content on your phone and uploading to social media. So if you have an idea that you're able to create, make it. Number two, radio is always a great place to get work experience in the creative industry. Whether it's a community station, student radio, or you're lucky enough to work at a national station for work experience, take the opportunity when you can. So many radio legends started off assisting, making tea and coffee, producing, and eventually working towards on-air experience. Number three, maybe you can use other skills such as writing or DJing to create a name for yourself. Sharing your knowledge and expertise in other fields can help position you as an expert and open you to new opportunities which can lead to on-air and TV appearances. Number four, don't be afraid to reach out to production companies, TV execs, radio station producers, and managers for presenting opportunities. You never know, they might have the perfect opportunity for you, or it's always good to be on their radar. And number five, with that being said, be prepared. Before reaching out to execs in the industry, have your showreel ready on a YouTube or Vimeo link that they can access easily to see your work. There's nothing worse than being unprepared. Thanks for watching the Mainstream Top Tips. Make sure you subscribe and follow at The Mainstream UK for more tips and advice.